This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. David Neal of the Department of Political Science. He's here to talk about crowd behavior. Dr. Neal is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Neal, how common is panic in dangerous crowd situations?
Actually, panic is a rather rare occurrence. For panic to take place, two conditions must exist. The first one is that people have to perceive that their lives are in danger. The second one is they have to perceive that the exits around them are rapidly closing. When you think about most crowd situations, these two conditions rarely, if ever, exist. So, by definition, panic is very rare. Actually, the problem we have in large crowd situations is not panic, but actually getting them to get out of the area. This is true whether you're in nightclubs or whether it's a hazardous material incident. People want to ignore the message. Probably one good example of this is the Beverly Hills Supper Club fire in 1979. The audience of about 1,000 were getting ready to watch John Davidson, and a fire broke out in the kitchen. The audience was then told to please leave because of the fire. Then they did not leave until they saw the flames and then saw the smoke. Another good example is of the Olympic Park bombing in 1996. When the bomb went off, you can watch the video, and the untrained viewer would see people leaving the area. But in actuality, if you look at it very closely, you see some people leaving, some people staying, and you also see maybe 20-30% of the people heading toward the area where the bomb went off. In other words, and even in situations like this where you'd think panic would take place, you have different groups of people doing different things.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.